431 911335831. Grupo Vaughan. Más de 40 años encontrando soluciones. In Company.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. Hope you're pretty well. Here's a little song for you. 1, 2, 3, oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Let's have some salad. Hello, everybody. It's great to be back in action, so thanks for joining us today. Now then, well, let's have a conundrum. Let's begin our program with a conundrum. We have a lot coming up on the program. We have salad news bits, a couple of news items for you, of course. We have grammar points. We have a review of Wish, which we're looking at towards the end of last year, and something new using Wish as well. So we'll be reviewing what we looked at towards the end of last year. And also something new, we'll be expressing exasperation with Wish. All will be explained by our grammar expert, Alan Parsons, later on in the program. And if we have time, we have some very vocabulary. We'll be putting your vocabulary skills to the test. But first of all, let's have our conundrum, shall we? If you've never listened to the program before, a conundrum is a little test for you where you have to fill in the blanks. It's normally a preposition. And today we have two prepositions for you to fill in. Okay, rellenar, to fill in. So here's our conundrum for today. They found a fossil blank the mud and dug it blank straight away. Now, this is quite topical because we have a bit of a fossil theme on the program today, as you'll find out later on with our salad news bits. Okay? So they found a fossil. No, un fossil, no? You say a fossil, but they found a fossil in the mud, in el barro, in the mud, and dug it blank straight away. So that's right. So they dug it blank straight away. Now, at the end of the first half of the program, we'll be examining this conundrum. You know, breaking it down. Of course, revealing the answers. So one more time. They found a fossil blank the mud and dug it blank straight away. Stay tuned for the answer. But right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Are you ready for our first headline, titular headline, salad listeners? Here it comes. The past 7 years are the hottest on record. That's right, according to EU satellite data. So according to Segun, So I can say, according to EU, the EU is the European Union, the EU we say in English. So the past 7 years, hottest on record, according to EU satellite data. Okay, so yes, we're going over live. Who do we have? Yes, we have Yuri Brennan. Yuri is a Russian, normally an Eastern European correspondent. We do send him to other areas of the globe. So we're going over to Yuri to find out more about this EU satellite data. So the past 7 years, the hottest on record, according to EU satellite data. Yuri, can you hear me?
That's right, Dev. Well, the past 7 years have been the hottest on record, according to new data from the EU's satellite system. The Copernicus Climate Change Service said 2021 was the fifth warmest year with record-breaking heat in some regions.
I see. Okay. So this is according to the EU's satellite system, the European Union's satellite system. So the Copernicus Climate Change Service said that 2021 was the fifth warmest year with record-breaking heat in some regions. Now the Copernicus Climate Change Service, it's a bit of a tongue twister, in trabalenguas. The Copernicus Climate Change Service, which I looked up today, I went onto the webpage today when I heard about this headline. Yes. So in this case, the hottest on record, but they say it's the fifth warmest year, so it's not the warmest year on record, but there was some record-breaking heat, calor, heat, in some regions. Please tell us more.
That's right. And the amount of warming gases in our atmosphere continued to increase. Governments are committed to limiting global temperature rise to 1.5 Celsius to curb climate change. But scientists warn that time is fast running out.
Okay. Yes, so governments, yeah, they've agreed to limit. They're committed to limiting global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius to curb climate change, to just stop, to curb something. You slow it down or you stop it, but time is running out.
Yes, the environmental, human and economic costs of hotter temperatures are already being seen globally. Europe lived through its warmest summer, and temperature records in western U.S. and Canada were broken by several degrees. Extreme wildfires in July and August burnt almost entire towns to the ground.
Yes, so there was record-breaking heat. I remember we talked about this in Canada, for example, in the U.S., in July and August, and in Europe, too.
So I talked to the director of the Copernicus Climate Change Service, who explained to me, these events are a stark reminder of the need to change our ways, take decisive and effective steps towards a sustainable society, and work towards reducing net carbon emissions.
Ah, there it is, working towards reducing net carbon emissions. Yes, we've all heard about this.
Well, the Copernicus data comes from a constellation of Sentinel satellites that monitor the Earth from orbit as well as measurements taken at ground level. Now the data show that 2021 was the fifth hottest on record, marginally warmer than 2015 and 2018. Taken together, the past 7 years were the hottest 7 years on record by a clear margin. The agency explains. Now the 2021 average temperature was 1.1 to 1.2 degrees above the pre-industrial level around 150 years ago. So it would be easy to dismiss the latest global temperature figure as a non-event. Who celebrates fifth place in anything You know so, but if we were in a film, these annual temperature updates would be the ominous drumbeat, signaling that the plot is darkening.
Ah. So it's the fifth warmest year on record, but not the warmest. Okay, although there were record-breaking temperatures. So let's make that distinction. So you're saying, Yuri, you know, so if this were a film, you know, and who, if someone comes fifth, you know, quinto, that's nothing. However, if it were a film, we would hear some scary music. Some ominous music coming in, or a drum beat. Boom, 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 boom. Signaling that the plot is darkening. So the plot would be el argumento, the plot of a film. Okay? So things are getting a little bit darker. So things are getting a little bit scary.
Yes, that's right. That's what I'm trying to say. So they measure out of the pace of a change in our world. The increments may be tiny, a fraction of a degree, but the direction of travel is inescapable. And to make no mistake, the rhythm they mark out increasingly sets the pace for all our lives. Think of the fires and floods that affected so many people in 2021. That's right. Now, the agency said that the start of the year saw relatively low temperatures compared to recent years, but that by June, monthly temperatures were at least among the warmest four recorded.
Okay, so last year, records started out relatively low, but increased, and in June, they were among the warmest four ever recorded. Talking about temperature records.
Yes, that's right. So places with above average temperatures included the west coast of the U.S., northeast Canada and Greenland, large parts of the north and central Africa and the Middle East. Now, overall, Europe's annual temperature was outside the 10 warmest years on record, but the summer was the hottest.
Okay. So overall, in términos generales, we can say in global terms or overall, or in general terms, overall, Europe's annual temperature was outside the 10 warmest years on record, but the summer was the hottest summer on record in Europe. That's interesting. What do you think, salad listeners?
Yes, well, as you may remember, Dave, a heat wave swept through the Mediterranean in July and August, particularly affecting Greece, Spain, and Italy.
A heat wave, an ola de calor. So particularly affecting Greece, Spain, and Italy. Did you feel the heat, salad listeners?
In Sicily, 48.8 degrees was reported, breaking Europe's record for the highest temperature by 0.8 degrees.
Wow, so that's a European record, and it broke the record by 0.8 degrees. That's almost by a degree, you know? So 48.8 degrees Celsius. So that's the highest record, or the highest recorded temperature in Europe ever. And that was in Sicily.
Now, the hot temperatures in the eastern and central Mediterranean was followed by intense wildfires, particularly in Turkey, but also in Greece, Italy, Tunisia, and Algeria.
So, wildfires. Incendios forestales, wildfires, I remember.
And Europe also saw extreme wet weather with huge floods, devastating parts of Germany, Belgium, and the Netherlands. These events were part of the same picture of weather systems disrupted by climate change. So there you have it. So the past 7 years, the hottest on record, according to the EU satellite data. It's very good to have this data, Dave, because you know, we need to know what's going on in order to be able to make a change. So, yes, that's the news I have for you. So back to the studio.
Yes, so thanks very much, Yuri. So interesting. I mean, you know, it's not the hottest year on record, but it's up there. Okay, top five. But the past 7 years are the hottest on record. And we also had the highest temperature ever recorded in Europe, 48.8 degrees Celsius. Okay. So it's good to have this data so we know what's going on. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now, salad listeners, well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, we have a little bit of a fossil theme on the show today. You know, our conundrum featured, you know, something about a fossil. And we have a headline featuring a fossil. It's literally just come in. Are you ready? Here comes our headline. Ichthyosaur, a huge fossilized sea dragon found in a Rutland reservoir. So reservoir un pantano, a reservoir, we can say. That's right. So an ichthyosaur, actually, I'm not sure if it's ichthyosaur or ichthyosaur. So it's I-C-H-T-H-Y-O-S-A-U-R. But I would say ichthyosaur. Sounds good. So it's a huge fossilized sea dragon found in a Rutland reservoir. Now you're thinking, where is Rutland? Well, Rutland is in the East Midlands of England, the East Midlands. So, because you have the Midlands, maybe you have Birmingham, Leicester. So, the East Midlands. So, an ichthyosaur, a huge fossilized sea dragon, found in a Rutland reservoir. So, we're going over live to Rutland in England right now to find out more about this fossilized sea dragon. Who do we have in Rutland? Who's our man in Rutland? Yes, we have. Simon Hallow, he's right there. Hello, Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, that's right, Dave. Now, I was just talking to Joe Davis, who works at the Rutland Water Nature Reserve, and he told me, I rang up the county council, and I said, I think I found a dinosaur. That's what he told me.
Ah, okay. So this, a local worker who works at the Rutland Water Nature Reserve, he rang up the county council, el ayuntamiento, the county council, and said, I think I've found a dinosaur. Okay, so what do you do when you find a dinosaur? You ring up the council. Yes, how can I help you? Yes, I think I found a dinosaur. You know, how does somebody respond to a phone call like that? Okay, Jurassic Park. Well, something similar.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So during landscaping work at the reserve's reservoir in February 2021, he had spotted something odd poking out of the mud. But it wasn't a dinosaur. It was the fossilized remains of a 10-meter-long sea predator called an ichthyosaur. But, of course, these things take a long time to excavate, if you like, and get the work done. So, it's, you know, they've been working on it all this time. So, and it was the largest of its type ever discovered. That's right.
Okay. So, they found this. We're going back to February 2021 when something was originally found. Okay. And, well, initially they thought it was a dinosaur, but it wasn't a dinosaur. It was the fossilized remains of a 10-meter-long predator called an ichthyosaur, and the largest of its type ever discovered in the UK.
Yes, that's right. So, Mr. Davis told me, I looked down at what seemed like stones or ridges in the mud, and I said, this looks a bit organic, a bit different. Then we saw something that almost looked like a jawbone. Now, the council said to Mr. Davis, we don't have a dinosaur department at Rutland County Council, so we're going to have to get someone to call you back. And a team of paleontologists were brought in for a closer look.
So that's what happened. So this park worker, he called the county council, el ayuntamiento. saying, I think I found a dinosaur. Of course, they don't have a dinosaur department. Okay, I'm not sure many, councils do. So they sent out a team of paleontologists to take a closer look.
Yes, that's right. And they concluded it was an ichthyosaur, a type of warm-blooded, air-breathing sea predator, not unlike dolphins. Now, they could grow up to 25 meters long and lived between 250 million and 90 million years ago. Now, I spoke to a Dr. Lomax, who's a paleontologist from Manchester University, who was brought in to lead the excavation effort. He called the discovery truly unprecedented, and due to its size and completeness, one of the greatest finds in paleontological history. Now, I'm quoting him here, so in inverted commas, usually we think of ichthyosaurs and other marine reptiles being discovered along the Jurassic coast in the south of England, or on the Yorkshire coast in the north of England, where many of them are exposed by the erosion of cliffs. Now, here at an inland location is very unusual. So Rutland is more than 30 miles from the coast, but 200 million years ago, higher sea levels meant it was covered by a shallow ocean. So when water levels at the Rutland Reservoir were lowered again in late summer of 2021, a team of paleontologists came in to excavate the remains. Special attention was paid to the removal of the huge skull.
Ah, so it was initially discovered in February 2021, but they had to wait for the reservoir at Bandana to drop, for the water level to drop, so they could go in and fully excavate.
Yes, that's right. So a large block of clay containing the ichthyosaur's head was carefully dug out before being covered in plaster and placed on wooden splints. Now, the block weighing almost a ton was raised out of the mud and will now be examined further. So it's an incredible find. It's not often you're responsible for safely lifting a very important but fragile fossil weighing that much, one of the paleontologists told me. It's a responsibility, but I love a challenge, he said. So, yes, an ichthyosaur, a huge fossilized sea dragon found in a Rutland reservoir. And I've been fortunate enough to have a look at the remains today, and I'm quite amazed by what I've seen. So here in wonderful Rutland, back to the studio, Dave.
Yes, thanks very much, Simon. So, yes, a huge fossilized sea dragon, Salad listeners. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, yes. So as we're saying, we have a little bit of a fossil theme on the first part of the program today, because we just heard about, that the ichthyosaur has been found. Incredible find. Very complete skeleton with a huge head. A bit like a dolphin. A massive, scary dolphin, if you like. to give you an analogy there. So, following on from that theme, let's go back to our conundrum, Salad listeners, which was about a fossil. This is what gave me the idea. I like to link things together if possible. So our conundrum was, they found a fossil blank, the mud, el barro, the mud, and dug it blank straight away. So let's have a look. What's the answer today? So they found a fossil in the mud, en el barro, we would say in the mud, and dug it up straight away. So to dig something up, so literally to excavate it, because it's in the mud, you have to dig it up, okay? Because it literally, they said they lifted it out of the ground, they lifted it up. In this case, it wasn't straight away. In the case of the ichthyosaur in Rutland, it's taken them almost a year to get it out of the mud. Okay, because they had to wait for the water levels to drop. So, that's our conundrum, okay? They found a fossil in the mud and dug it up straight away. So imagine if you find something in the ground, or using a metal detector, imagine, beep, 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 beep. Yeah, I have a hit here. There's something in the ground, in the mud. You would literally have to dig it up. So to dig is cavar. Okay? Dig, dug, dug. So you dig it up. Literally, because it comes out of the ground, you lift it up, you dig it up. So they found a fossil in the mud and dug it up straight away, salad listeners. That's our first conundrum. Now, we shall shortly have to go for a break. We have another conundrum coming up to test your English, so stay tuned for that. What else do we have? We have grammar points. We shall be reviewing Wish, what we looked at the end of last year. But we also have something new with Wish. We should be using Wish to express exasperation. So we have a review and we're learning something new. If time, we have very vocabulary. We'll test your vocabulary skills. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Salad.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases-telefónicas.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Haz una pausa y disfruta mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 911-133-5833. 911-133-5833.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTVE a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTVE a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Lo que más miedo da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso Vaughan ha desarrollado las clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan. Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
We're back again with the salad. Now then, let's begin this second half hour as promised with our conundrum. Now again, it's relatively topical because it's about, presents or gifts, regalos. Okay, so here comes our second conundrum. Here it is. I opened blank my gift and realized they had left the price tag blank it. Etiqueta, the price tag, we can say, okay? So I opened blank my gift and realized they had left the price tag blank it. So etiqueta, the price tag. Now, what could it be, salad listeners? Has this ever happened to you? So one more time, we should reveal the answer at the end of the program. We'll break it down a little bit, analyze it, reveal the answer, of course. So I opened blank my gift and realized they had left the price tag blank it. Stay tuned for the answer. Now it's time for Grammar Points. Now, yes, Grammar Points, the part of the program where we go deep into the world of English grammar. So, we wanted to start off with a little bit of a review because we're looking at Wish, you may remember, or maybe you've never listened to the program before. But towards the end of last year, you know, we had a few different master classes on Wish, on Grammar Points. So I wanted to review those a little bit and then bring in something new, which is more about expressing exasperation. But let's review first. So we're going to learn something new towards the end, and we're going to review right now. So we have Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. So let's review a little bit, Alan.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So, well, let's see. So, first of all, I'll start from the beginning, you know, and, we'll have a quick review of each of the classes we looked at. So, first of all, we had Wish for creating an alternative present.
So, creating an alternative present. That's right. So, this is you're living in the present tense, if you like, but creating an alternative present, which is a classic use of Wish.
Yes, that's right. So, Wish plus simple past, for example. I wish I had a more powerful car. Ojalá tuviera un coche más potente. I wish I lived by the beach. Ojalá viviera en la playa.
Now, this we could say is the classic use of Wish. Yes, I wish I had a big house. That's right. I wish I earned, so it's wish plus simple past. I wish I earned €1 million a month. Okay. A classic use. So you're creating an alternative present. Now, we also said it's possible to use, if only we can also say, so I wish I had a more powerful car, or if only I had a more powerful car.
Yes, that's right. So we can also use if only. So I wish I had a more powerful car. I wish I lived by the beach. Or we could substitute that with if only. Okay? Now, also, if we're using the simple past, as we know, if it's negative, we could say, I wish I didn't have such a big nose, for example. Ojalá no tuviera una nariz tan grande. And it's also possible to say, if only I didn't have such a big nose.
Okay, salad listeners, a classic use of wish. So wish plus simple past to create an alternative present. I wish I had a more powerful car, or if only we can say, if only I had, you know, a more powerful car. And also, if it's negative, we use it in the simple past, you know, so it would be with didn't, if we're not using the verb to be. So I wish I didn't have such a big nose, or if only I didn't have such a big nose. If only I didn't have to shave every day, or I wish I didn't have to shave every day. Is that clear? Crystal clear, the classic use of wish. So what else did we look at with wish?
Well, you mentioned the verb to be there, Dave, so we're using the simple past. Now, on these first examples, we're looking at the verb to have, to live, etc. If we're using the verb to be, it's always were. I wish I were, or I wish I weren't. So I can say, I wish I were more intelligent. Ojalá fuera más inteligente. Or, I wish my boss were more friendly. Ojalá mi jefe fuera más simpático. Now, this could be negative, for example. Ojalá no tuviera hambre. I wish I weren't hungry.
Okay, so it's the same here. Now, remember, if you use the verb to be, it's always were. If I were, if you were, if he were, I wish I were. Okay? I wish my boss were or weren't. You know? I wish my boss weren't so demanding, exigente, you can say. Is that clear? I think it's pretty clear. Okay, so let's continue reviewing with wish, salad listeners.
Yes, so that was both relating to creating an alternative present. Now, what else did we see? Yes, we also had creating an alternative past. So here we're using... So it's wish plus had, okay, plus the participle. That's right, the past participle. So, for example, you can say, ojalá lo hubiera sabido, I wish I had known. So we're creating an alternative past in this case. I wish she had called me, ojalá ella me hubiera llamado.
Yeah, so really it's the past perfect. I wish I had known, ojalá hubiera sabido. Literally would say, ojalá había sabido. I wish I had known, literally. I wish she had called me. Okay. I wish they had won the league. Ojalá hubieran ganado la liga. I wish they had won the league. I wish I had sent it in time. Ojalá lo hubiera enviado a tiempo. Now, remember, we have the option to use if only, of course. Okay. If only I hadn't spent so much money, ojalá no hubiera gastado tanto dinero, okay? If only they had let me know beforehand, ojalá me hubieran avisado antes, of course, so you can use I wish or if only in any of these sentences. So we have, just reviewing, okay, creating an alternative present, so it's I wish plus a simple past. I wish I earned $1 million a month. I wish I had a big house. Okay. Or creating an alternative past, we're using had plus participle. I wish I had known. I wish she had called me, etc. What do you think, salad listeners? Are you following? This is review, but this may be the first time you listened. Now, if you missed all of these, you can go back and you listen to these. These were in December last year. We were looking at this. So you can find these on iBox, or on Spotify. You can follow the salad on Spotify. You have all the programs. They'll come up in your Spotify stream when they're uploaded. Okay. Now, that was a review. We promised to learn something new as well, didn't we? Well, let's learn something new, shall we? We're listening to Grammar Points. Now, so what's new? I can say, hey, what's new? What new stuff do you have for us, Alan?
Right, so we've looked at those, and I think people, you know about those. Creating an alternative present, creating an alternative past. So I wanted to look at expressing exasperation. Okay. So it's when we want, like, a third person to change, you know, what they're doing in the present tense. But we're using wish, I wish, plus subject, plus would. Okay, plus verb.
I see. So we're expressing exasperation. Oh, okay. So we're using I wish plus subject plus would plus infinitive without to, of course.
Yes, that's right. So, well, let's just have a quick look. I'm going to give you an example here. So we have ojalá se diera prisa.
Ojalá se diera prisa. So we'll help you with the first one, salad listeners. And then we'll put you to the test. So ojalá se diera prisa. Okay. So I wish, let's say it's she, it could be he. I wish she would hurry up. Okay. So we're talking about when we want a third person to change what they're doing in the present using this structure. I wish she would hurry up. You know, she's late. I wish she would hurry up. I wish she would call me. Okay, you're expressing exasperation because you can't control the situation. Does that make sense? Well, so, ojalá se diera prisa, I wish she would hurry up. Now we're going to put you to the test, salad listeners. Okay, are you ready to interact with us here? So let's have a look at some more examples. Now we're going to look at some in the affirmative, but also we'll look at the negative in a minute. So the first part, the first round, asalto uno, okay, is in the affirmative. Are you ready? Here's an example.
Right. Ojalá se fueran ya.
So we're using I wish plus subject plus would plus verb. So I wish they would leave now, let's say. I wish they would leave now. Or you could say, I wish they would go home. I mean, there are different ways we can say this. Okay, but well, what if it's yeah, now or right now? I wish they would leave now. I wish they would go home. Okay, we could also say, what do you think? Let's have another example.
Ojalá te callaras.
What do you think, salad listeners? So again, use the structure. So it's I wish plus subject plus would plus any verb in the infinitive without to. So I wish you would shut up. I wish you would shut up. I'm trying to watch the television. I'm trying to have a conversation here. I wish you would shut up. Ojalá te callaras. Okay, let's have another one.
Ojalá dejara de gritar.
Well, let's say he, okay? So I wish he would stop shouting. I wish he would stop shouting. I mean, it could be she also. I wish she would stop shouting. Okay, so very useful. You're expressing exasperation. You can't really control the situation. Okay, so it's probably a lesser used version of wish, but very, very useful. Okay, but you don't hear many non-native speakers using this, which is why we're looking at it now. Let's have one last one on this first section in this first round.
Ojalá colgara.
So colgara teléfono, what do you think? Well, we say hang up. So we can say, I wish he would hang up. He or she, I wish she would hang up. I suppose you could say, get off the phone. Well, yeah, get off the phone. Hang up or get off the phone. So an alternative version would be, I wish he would get off the phone. I wish she would hang up. Okay. So it's wish plus subject plus would plus verb in the infinitive without to. We're expressing exasperation. This is grammar points.
We'll be right back.
Okay, salad listeners, that was round one. Salto uno. Are you ready for round two? So we're going to have a look at examples in the negative. We're using the same structure here, okay? But in the negative. So in this case, so it's, we looked at it before, it's I wish plus subject plus would, you know, plus infinitive, a verb in the infinitive without to. In this case, I wish plus subject plus wouldn't, followed by any verb in the infinitive without to. Okay? So let's go. Keep interacting with us here. This is the interactive part of the program, salad listeners. Okay, you ready? Let's go.
Ojalá no se comportaran así.
Okay, I wish they wouldn't behave like that. I wish they wouldn't behave like that. So we're talking about something in the present tense that you would like to change. You're expressing exasperation. I wish they wouldn't behave like that. You know, you're at a kid's party, for example. Okay, or a friend's party. Kids, I wish they wouldn't behave like that. Let's have another one.
Ojalá no dejeras eso. Okay, did you get that? Ojalá no dejeras eso.
We got it. Ojalá no dejeras eso. I wish you wouldn't say that. I wish you wouldn't say that. Okay, good.
Ojalá dejara de mirarme.
Now, we could say here, it's possible you could make it affirmative, because really, literally, it's affirmative. So, you know, I wish he or she would stop looking at me. But the negative, and for me, the more natural way of... Excuse me. I've got a bit... I thought I got the hiccups.
Yep.
Luckily, I haven't. So, we would say, I wish she wouldn't keep looking at me. So, to keep doing something or to stop doing something. This guy, you know... He won't stop calling me, or this guy keeps calling me, imagine. So, ojalá dejara de mirarme. I wish she wouldn't keep looking at me. Well, he or she is to keep doing something. Seguir haciendo algo. Okay? But I wish she wouldn't do that, so I wish she wouldn't keep looking at me. We have two examples left. Are you ready, salad listeners?
Ojalá no hiciera eso.
So I wish he wouldn't do that. I wish he wouldn't do that. He or she. And the last one?
Ojalá no condujeras así.
What do you think? I wish you wouldn't drive like that. I wish you wouldn't drive like that. We're expressing exasperation. So wish, I wish plus subject plus would. Plus verb in the infinitive without to, or wouldn't, as we saw, if it's a negative. So, I wish she would hurry up. I wish they would go home. I wish you wouldn't say that. Expressing exasperation. Very interesting stuff. Thank you very much, Alan. This has been Grammar Points.
Very vocabulary.
Yeah. Now then, yes, very vocabulary, salad listeners. I plan to have more time, but obviously we're reviewing Wish, looking at some new parts expressing exasperation. So we're not have as long as I would like, but let's go. It's a quick fire test. Vocabulary test. All you have to do is translate this into perfect English. Okay, if you don't know them, make a note of these or a mental note. This is a... We're putting your vocabulary to the test. Let's go. Consejo. Asesoramiento, salad listeners. What do you think? Advice. Very good. Advice. Thanks for the advice. Let me give you some advice. Wouldn't be an advice, but some advice or a piece of advice, we could say. Okay? Next, a expensas de, a expensas de, at the expense of, sounds very good, at the expense of, very good, so at the expense of. Next, lista de verificación, checklist. That's right, a checklist, una lista de verificación. Costoso. Now, we could say expensive, caro, or costly. It's a bit costly. That was very costly. Costoso. Decepcionado. Disappointed, salad listeners. Yes, disappointed. I'm very disappointed about that. Okay? De vez en cuando. You could say from time to time. A good one would also be every now and then. Every now and then. Okay? Good. Brecha. Laguna, we can say. A gap. So not literally a laguna, but there's a gap. A gap in time. A gap in your memory. Una laguna. Okay? Una brecha. Gap. Good. Tengo un hambre que no veas. I'm starving. I'm starving, salad listeners. That's right. I'm starving. Next. No vale la pena. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. No vale la pena. Colchón. Mattress. Mattress. Nómina. Payroll. That's right. Lamentable. We could say regretful or regrettable. We can also say regrettable. Okay. Espantapájaros. Scarecrow. That's right. Literally, espantacuervos. A scarecrow. Pecado. Sin. It's a sin. Pecado. Fondo. Aguante. Stamina. That's right. Stamina. He has a lot of stamina, this guy. Agua de grifo. Tap water. Tap water. Amenaza. Threat. Is that a threat? Hervir. To boil. That's right. You boil the water. Darse de baja. What do you think? To drop out. Would be a good option here. To drop out. Dar un puñetazo. To punch. That's right. To punch. Alargar. To lengthen. So length we have. Okay. What's the length? And to lengthen is the verb. Derramar, tirar. To spill. Spill. Amenazar. We saw before, amenaza, threat. Amenazar, to threaten. Un chalet adosado. A townhouse is an option. A townhouse. Okay. And finally, caprichoso. The last one, caprichoso. Whimsical, salad listeners. Un capricho is a whim, caprichoso, whimsical. This has been very vocabulary. Okay, so some very useful vocabulary for you there. Okay, so make a note of those, a mental note. Okay, you can listen to the program. If you miss some of that, you can go back and listen to this on iBox or on Spotify if you like. Don't miss those. It's another opportunity to catch something you may have missed. Now, let's have a look just to finish off. We have our conundrum, salad listeners, our second conundrum today, which was, I opened blank my gifts and realized they had left the price tag blank. It's. What do you think? I'll give you, so maybe you missed it the first time around. I'll give you a couple of seconds to try and work out the answer. So I opened up my gifts and realized they had left the price tag on it. Okay. So I opened up my gift and realized they had left the price tag on it. So it's possible abrir un regalo, you can open a gift or open up. So quite often abrir, we use up also. Just, you know, gives it a bit of an extra, extra punch, if you like, to the verb to open up. Okay? So I opened up my gift and realized they had left the price tag on it. Have you ever done that? You've given someone a gift, they open it up, and you realize you've left the price tag on it. You're like, oh no, I left the price tag on, you know? Or maybe, you know, recently you open up a gift and the price tag was on it. Well, quite often you have a little, you know, un ticket regalo, you can say so, a little, you can exchange it without knowing what the price is. So I opened up my gift and realized they had left the price tag on it. That's right, salad listeners, that's our second conundrum of the day. So remember, the salad is every day on Vaughan Radio. Okay? Every day on Vaughan, so it's 5 to 6 p.m., salad listeners. So thank you for joining us today. Now, remember, so Kyle Miller is right here. I've just seen him coming in. So stay tuned for that. And we have more fun radio on Vaughan. You could learn some more English with all the good programs we have. So Kyle's going to be right here. So stay tuned for him. And I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place on The Salad.
Tengo 23 años y acabo de terminar la carrera de Administración y Dirección de Empresas. Decidí hacer este máster antes de acabar la carrera porque mi nivel de inglés era realmente bajo. Veía que tenía que buscar un trabajo y que necesitaba un buen nivel de inglés. Y creí que esta era la mejor forma y una alternativa a irte fuera. Así que decidí compaginar un poco los estudios con el inglés. Y ahora que he terminado, hace una semana que he terminado los estudios, si tengo que buscar trabajo, me siento un poco más preparada. Lo mejor es el equipo de profesores que tienen. Hacen las clases muy amenas y aprovechamos el tiempo al máximo.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar, hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 911.